Hey, what's happening, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Super Mercado Brothers Video Game Music Podcast.
How's it going, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Once again, this is the podcast where we share and discuss the very best in video game music. This is episode 155, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. My name is Carl Brueggemann.
And I'm his brother, Will Brueggemann. Today on the show, we're going to be taking a look at the stellar soundtrack to last year's Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, which is such a big deal because it marked the return of legendary and esteemed composer David Wise to the Donkey Kong Country series.
Such a wonderful gift this soundtrack was. However that came about, we talked about it. One thing I do want to say, a little shout out, kind of a companion to this episode, is our interview in our spotlight episode with David Wise that came out, I think last year. It was episode 9. So feel free to check that out because Dave talks a lot about kind of the story behind this game and kind of working on it. So now it's finally time to dedicate an episode on this wonderful soundtrack.
Yeah, and we recorded that interview before this game was released. So
right.
Yeah, there's some interesting little details about the soundtrack that, you know, if you like this soundtrack, like this episode, or if you're a fan of Dave Wise and you haven't already, definitely check out our interview. And you can find the full thing on YouTube as well. There's a standalone.
Yeah, this is just such a fun soundtrack. What I think is really awesome about it is it's actually a lot more diverse and varied than I think a lot of people realize. I think, and we'll talk about this as we go, but the soundtrack in the game, for the most part, starts off very fun and colorful and playful and happy. And the music starts off very bluesy and fun. But what's interesting is as you go on the soundtrack, especially near the end of the soundtrack, it really gets a little bit more epic and intense. And in my mind, it gets a little bit more classic Donkey Kong and classic
right.
David Wise. And musically, some of the most captivating moments for me were near the end of the soundtrack. So that's going to be so fun today as we go through.
Totally. And I think another thing that I just want to mention is this game was developed by Retro Studios, which is a Texas-based developer that is sort of an offshoot of Nintendo. They're responsible for the incredible Metroid Prime trilogy, three of some of the, my favorite games, and I know Carl's as well, and
oh, yeah.
Also the Donkey Kong Country Returns, which was a wonderful game. I mean, at its time, I thought it was probably the best Donkey Kong Country game. I mean, it was just so
and
stellar.
I think this honestly takes the cake for me. Like, this is such a phenomenal game and really one of my favorite soundtracks, Nintendo soundtracks, in a long time. I think Donkey Kong Country Returns, musically, it didn't really have its own identity. It was mostly remixes, and the original stuff was kind of a lot more ambient, and wasn't necessarily, I think the intention behind it just was very different, you know, and honestly, David Wise wasn't involved, and, you know, those other musicians just have a very different style and very different taste. One thing we do want to mention, David Wise was the primary composer on this project, so most of the melodies you hear on this game were composed by him, but we do want to mention that there's pretty much the same team that worked on Returns, which is Minako Hamano, Masaru Tajima, Shinji Ushimura, as well as Kenji Yamamoto. They worked on this as well.
Some legendary names there.
Absolutely. So, with that said, let's get into the music because we have a lot of tracks to get to. So, what you guys heard up top, that was Tropical Freeze, the title screen theme composed by David Wise from Donkey Kong Country, Tropical Freeze, of course, for the Wii U. Let's start off with one of the first tracks you hear in the game. I think it's like the second or third level theme. This is Canopy Chaos from Tropical Freeze.
We'll be right back.
Oh man, this is so fitting to play this track right now, at least where we're recording from Minnesota. The weather is really starting to improve. Today it was about 65 degrees and I'm starting to feel that spring is sprung. And this track really reminds me of summer. It actually reminds me of that, Will, do you know that song that in the summertime when the weather is fine? That kind of reminds me of that song. It just has this summer vibe to it. This is Canopy Chaos, composed by Dave Wise. And once again, Kenji Yamamoto and crew also did work on this game. I know Kenji Yamamoto was actually the music supervisor for this game, but I don't know if he necessarily composed anything for this. Mm-hmm. Canopy Chaos. Will, what do you think about this wonderful track?
I really think it's catchy, and I just love hearing David Wise's signature take on the blues scale with his melodies.
Yeah.
It's something so classic. You can trace it back to his work for Rare on the NES, but it's something that I think makes the Donkey Kong Country series so remarkable and just so iconic as its own, kind of has its own footing in video games. And I think it's really David Wise's take on blues is very sort of bluegrassy. It's very fun. There's a little bit of Dixieland to it. It's in generally a little bit more primary color blues, which I personally really enjoy. And I think it lends itself to his melodic style in a very natural way.
Oh, it's so great. And guys, once again, I do want to give a disclaimer that the playlist today, there's so many tracks in the soundtrack. There's about 80 or 90, and we can only play about 22 today, which is already a lot. I would say it's a little back heavy as far as I would say probably the majority of the tracks come from the second half of the soundtrack, which again is a little bit more serious in tone. So there's a lot of really fun, playful stuff that we really want you guys to check out. We really recommend just head on over to YouTube and check out the entire soundtrack. I don't think there's been an official release for this yet. But anyway, that was Canopy Chaos, a really fun way to start off. So now we're going to move on to a really cool track. This one has a little bit more of a reggae feel. This track is called Busted Bayou, composed by David Wise from Tropical Freeze. Listening to Busted Bayou from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. A really cool change of pace. I know we've only heard two tracks so far, but already, you know, especially when you think about the kind of musical tone you're expecting for Donkey Kong Country, this is really surprising in a good way. Will, what do you think about this track? Let's talk a little bit about the music first, and then maybe talk about the implementation of it.
Those rhythms feel like classic Donkey Kong to me.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Like, that's,
it's catchy.
Just so great. Really.
Reminds me of Hothead Bop a little bit, yeah, some of those rhythms.
Absolutely, and just instrument choices also feel very spot on to it. I love the groove. I love the kind of reggae upbeats at the beginning. That guitar sound is really snarly.
Do you like how he incorporates virtual instruments with real recorded guitar? There's some tracks that features him on guitar, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely a really cool thing to have, recording of Dave Wise playing himself. Pretty crazy to think about just how far we've come technologically to, you know, the last time he worked on this series. But yeah, thoroughly enjoying this one.
Really, really cool stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm not positive that it's someone on guitar. Maybe it's Kenji Yamamoto on guitar. I do know that he plays saxophone, but I'm not sure how many other instruments Mr. Wise plays. But yeah, it's cool that there's occasional tracks. And actually, some of the boss music in this game is like straight up metal. And it's with real distortion guitar. So that's really cool when that comes in, because it's always a little bit of a surprise.
It seems like the whole team from Rare really had experience with an eclectic variety of different types of music, from, you know, orchestral stuff to blues and jazz stuff to rock and metal even. I mean, when you think of even somebody like Grant Kirkhope, you know, one of his first projects working on GoldenEye, having to do that metal arrangement of the James Bond theme. So, you know, he comes from that school of composing that's very diverse and likes to utilize a lot of different genres of music in his soundtracks.
Well, now we're going to move on to one of those metal tracks. This is the first boss piece of music we hear in the game. It's called Big Top Bop, and the boss itself is Pompey the Presumptuous. And, oh, this was such a cool, memorable moment when I remember getting to this first boss, and this music really propelled me and got me excited, not to beat it right away, but to, you know, to be ready to really enjoy this first boss.
Right, because you're not good enough to beat the boss right away. Is that what you're saying?
I was trying to say that I wanted to enjoy the music, but you're totally right. Let's take a listen to Big Top Bop. You guys are listening to Big Top Bop for the boss Pompey the Presumptuous by the wonderful composer David Wise, with help from the Retro Crew led by Kenji Yamamoto. Wow, this is such a cool moment in the game. And Will was saying, as soon as that ding, 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 as soon as that came in, Will was like, oh, I remember playing this a lot.
Yeah, I definitely died quite a few times on this boss, just because
tough bosses in this game.
That music is so iconic, I really remember it.
For me, it was the second world boss. That, oh my gosh, that world 2 boss was really hard. I don't know why, but it took me so long to beat that boss. So that track, we're not playing that particular track today. We're playing a couple other boss themes today, but
yeah, I really love that riff. Yep, that's really wonderful. Very catchy. It's not often that it's just not something you'd expect, you know, with the kind of distorted power chords. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect such a catchy little bluesy riff to happen, but it fits in really nicely with the chords and the production and everything. It doesn't feel out of place at all, and it kind of ties in all the different aesthetic choices into the DKC world.
Yeah, what's so cool is David in the soundtrack uses, like you said, so many genres, from metal to electronic, ambient, blues, bluegrass. But what I'm so grateful for is all of those genres in almost every single track in the entire soundtrack, it's super melodic. It's super catchy. Like, even if he's going for something electronic and ambient, he'll set up the groove and the atmosphere much like he did on the SNES, but there's going to be a solid melody that will come in, and that is something I love about David.
Yeah, that's what we love about all of his music. I mean, when I think about my favorite Donkey Kong Country music in general, that's how I describe it. The ability of being able to combine ambience, rhythm, texture, and always a solid melody. That's really his great gift.
Well, now we're going to move on to one of the most well-loved tracks in the soundtrack. I know this track is pretty popular. I remember talking about this track when we were on the Best of 2014 Train Station at 8 podcast. There was a lot of talk about this track. This is Windmill Hills. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
listening to Windmill Hills. Something that I really am struck with this track is I feel like harmonically, just as far as the chords and even the nature of that melody, it really sounds like American folk music.
Yes.
But what I love is that's mixed with sort of Dave's more British European sensibilities musically, because I feel like when you listen to sort of the groove, the kind of very locked in to the 4/4 tempo, you really feel each beat strongly. It almost reminds me a little bit more of like techno or house music, mm-hmm. especially just the way that he'll interlock certain rhythms or have certain repeated sure. ostinatos throughout the entire piece. I think it's a wonderful combination.
Yeah, like in the best way possible, some of that stuff isn't authentic to actual bluegrass music, but it's so fun and enjoyable for video game music. It's kind of his own take on that music. It's almost like injected with a little bit more groove in some ways.
Well, and there's also a little bit of a sort of a tragic melancholy nature to
this
melody that simple.
Oh, this is a great melody. Yeah, I gotta say, listening to this track, it does make me nostalgic. I can't really explain why. It makes me a little bit melancholy.
Yeah, I felt that way the first time I ever heard this. When playing mm-hmm. the game, I felt like nostalgic or melancholy. Mm-hmm. There is that feeling of kind of like the end of the summer time.
Absolutely. That's a perfect way to put it, Will. Yeah, that's exactly what this track makes me think of. So, let's move on. We're now going to move on to a track called Horn Top Hop. And this one's really interesting because it starts off in a way that makes you think it's going to go in one direction, but then it ends up in a completely different direction. And I'm a fan of both. So this is a fun track called Horn Top Hop. Is a fun piece of music. You guys are listening to Horn Top Hop. Really cool combination once again with like purposefully fake digital sounding virtual instruments with those sax harmonies, but then you have real kind of strumming chords that are panned left and right, and it's just a really kind of quirky fun combination of sounds. And I'm just a really big fan of that melody, and when that harmony comes in on the B section, it's just a really well done harmony, and it just fits really well.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a Dave Wise melody. It's that kind of intangible thing I can't explain,
mm-hmm.
but just like the slight dipping the toe in the water of the blues, but still overall very kind of polychromatic. Just when I'm thinking of color, if I were to equate, you know, his music to color, you know, something like this is very primary, a lot of reds and blues and stuff, but just he sort of dips his toe into the water of the bluesiness, which gives you just a little that dirt, that grime, which I love. And I think it really fits for Donkey Kong. I think it fits for his character, and mm-hmm. there is something, I can't explain why, but that slight jazz hint about it is just something that meshes so well with that character and just the nature of these kind of games, where it is a platformer like Mario, but it's a little bit looser than that, and it's a little bit more kooky and crazy. So that slight, you know, introduction of the jazz element, I really think is what sets Donkey Kong apart from, you know, say, you know, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now we're going to move on to one of the few tracks that we're going to actually include that features a remix of previous Donkey Kong Country material. Now, there's a lot of great reimaginings and remixes in this soundtrack, and we again urge you guys to check it out. But again, because we could only play 22 tracks, we wanted to showcase the original new melodies that Dave wrote, the wonderful new melodies that he wrote for this soundtrack. So we're only going to have one that's based on a previous theme. This is remixing the Rocket Barrel Ride theme, which is from Donkey Kong Country Returns, the previous game in this series. So this is a remix of that. It's called Rodent Ruckus. Let's take a listen. Is such a wonderful piece of music, and here you're having some original Dave Wise melodic content. And all of, pretty much every single remix that he does in the soundtrack, he incorporates original melodic material within the track too. This obviously features melodies composed by Minako Hamano and company from Donkey Kong Country Returns, so that's really cool that he's paying tribute to not just that game, but even some of the SNES themes you're going to hear in this game. There's some aquatic ambient callbacks, some Sticker Bush Symphony stuff. It's a really great combination of old and new. Will, what are your thoughts? Do you remember hearing this in Returns?
Absolutely, because these levels are brutal. The ones where you're riding on those rocket barrels, oh my gosh, you die so much. So you hear this music a lot. And it's cool because the music is sort of synced up with the actions that happen, since these levels sort of...
unreal.
Your progression through it. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit kind of, you move at the pace that the game allows. So there's a lot of cool stuff usually where they sync up the music to the actions. But yeah, I thought they did a really good job of capturing Dave's kind of bluesy style.
And now it's so fitting that he's coming back and working on a rearrangement of this piece of music. So now, finally, it kind of becomes a true Dave Wise track in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it feels really a little bit like European. There's, for some reason, I'm getting like a hint of like French music to it as well.
It's wonderful. So now, guys, we're going to move on to a really cool track. This is a little bit more intense, so we're kind of transitioning slightly into maybe some of the more emotional kind of music that we're going to hear later on in the episode. This is Sawmill Thrill. Awesome. I'm a really big fan of this track. You're listening to Sawmill Thrill, which is the first track, for the most part today, that kind of showcases a little bit of conflict and tension musically, but also it fits the experience in the game. Will, what are your thoughts on kind of the introduction of this type of an emotion to this otherwise bubbly soundtrack, at least what we've heard so far?
Well, it starts with sort of the sound of a buzzsaw, really. There's a really kind of a very kind of brash sound that sort of starts the piece off, and we were hearing it throughout. I don't know what it is. I imagine it's some sort of synthesizer instrument, but it really kind of captures the feeling of like a buzzsaw. In general, I really like this kind of darker emotional tone, and I also love the shuffle feel is great, and a lot of the riffs are just classic Dave Wise.
Well, that you brought up a good point is his incorporation of sound effects and music. It's the exact same way he did it in Donkey Kong Country on the SNES, except now he has such a bigger tool belt and his great virtual instruments. But a lot of these tracks, and some honestly we're not playing today, just had really impressive kind of background ambient noise, and the way that he incorporated it musically is just really well done. One thing I want you guys to listen out for later on is later on, I will say that it gets a little bit more vintage Donkey Kong Country with kind of electronic vibey instruments, but the way, and he touched on this in the interview, the way that he was able to kind of evoke those old sounds from the SNES with like new instruments was actually really challenging. So you're going to hear some intentionally compressed instruments, compressed actually in a fidelity sense, where some instruments are trying to sound retro and trying to sound old school. It's just really cool how he does that. So listen out for that, guys. Now we're going to move on to a track that does kind of what I was just talking about. This is Alpine Incline.
I love this. This is Alpine Incline. Wow. Is this ever classic Dave Wise? I mean, all
Holy
the
smokes.
Different percussion layers and all the different textures.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about now? As far as the second half of this soundtrack, we're now approaching, honestly, a lot of what you're going to hear for the rest of this playlist is going to be kind of stuff like this. It's a little bit more vibey. It's a little bit deeper, kind of, I guess, a little more tragic, but oh my gosh, is it
That's
awesome.
That's what we like from our Donkey Kong Country.
Those electronic instruments, it's just, it's such a great way to go back to the style that he adopted in the SNES series, but it's bringing it into the modern age. It's just, I can't imagine a better combination of old and new, and Dave also talked a lot about how Nintendo really values the idea of nostalgia.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I was looking at Will's face when he was listening to it. He just couldn't help but smile when you go back to this. Guys, I want to fade up for a little bit here and introduce this great melody for a second. Ah, such a beautiful melody. Yeah, Will, anything else you want to add about this?
Yeah, I mean, I was stunned by this piece. It's his classic style of layering all those different rhythmic ambient components on top of one another until you just have this really kind of massive sound, which just, it creates such a space, yeah.
This melody comes in at like 3 minutes. It's just, these tracks are a lot longer too, which is, again, that's another thing that makes it a modern track, you know? It's not a 40-second loop.
I'm so impressed that he was able to recapture the sound. And even just aesthetically, it really reminds me of the old Donkey Kong Country games. That's really an outstanding job. You know, it's funny. Donkey Kong Country is interesting because it has sort of two very different styles that I identify with it. One being the really fun, up-tempo, bluesy stuff that you get in like the bonus games. Stuff like that. But then you also have really vibey ambient stuff. And Dave Wise is able to
do both?
Kind of put those together within one soundtrack and let it feel natural. And I think it's because the way that...
In such a way that only he can do. And
gives it to you bit by bit throughout the game. You know, in the early few levels of the game, in the first few worlds, you're mostly getting the more fun, energetic music. But once you get into the thick of the experience, that's when he starts to introduce some of this more kind of vibey stuff. And I just love it.
It's so, so good. All right, guys, we're now going to move on to, you know, Will talked about the two different classic feels of Donkey Kong Country. This is an example of him establishing a brand new feel musically, and it's so fitting for jungle music. This really kind of reminds me of something you'd hear in, I don't know, a movie like The Lion King, where they're trying to kind of incorporate African folk music. That's what this track does in a really fun video game way. So it's kind of making it a little bit more cartoony here. This is a cool track called Grassland Groove. Man, this is such a cool track. You guys are listening to Grassland Groove, composed by David Wise from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Incorporates some really fun and playful, I believe, vocal samples. It really, you know, it's fitting. You know, Donkey Kong Country, these games, for the most part, should take place in the jungle. And this really does kind of sound like, I don't want to say stereotypical jungle music, but it fits the vibe. Will, do you want to talk a little bit about... how you think this may fit Donkey Kong?
Well, I think in general, a lot of those vocal sounds and vocal samples remind me of African folk music. And just because of the nature of the location, to me, this has a little bit less of a jungle feel, but more of sort of like a savanna feel. Like it definitely reminds me. Yeah. I think you're right when you talk about Lion King, because it does have sort of that African sound to it.
Yeah, you're right. It's called Grassland Groove, so you're right. Savannah is spot on for sure.
Right, and the thing that I really like about it, and why I love African folk music so much, it's so based around really kind of poppy chord progressions when you think about it. Just the harmonization is almost always in major thirds, and so there's just a real like euphoria to the sound of African folk music that's so undeniable. It's always been, I mean, if I had to pick one location, in Africa is such a big place, there's so many different types of folk music, but in general, like the whole area, that whole region, like they have some of my favorite folk music around the world. I think it's just
really cool stuff. So now it's time to move on to another really cool vibey electronic piece. This is Frantic Fields. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You guys are listening to Frantic Fields from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, composed by David Wise. This one is a little bit more ambient, but it's not just electronic, because you have some acoustic instruments, that kalimba instrument, some of those kind of picked instruments. It's, again, a great combination. I love, again, the overt virtual instrument sounds mixed with some real stuff. You know, that flute. It's kind of over the top as far as that, like, really kind of hard, breathy attack.
Well, it's using the harmonics of the flute.
Mm-hmm.
Where
but he's having such a good time with that particular virtual instrument. And again, something about that feels like classic Donkey Kong Country to
totally.
Me. But it's thrust into a modern age. It's perfect, I think.
I think it's the idea of making your limitations sound intentional. Because I don't think it was like, oh, Dave, do you want to record with real musicians and a full orchestra and this whole big band? He definitely wouldn't have turned that down. I think it's just like, these are the instruments he has. But, you know, he's been in the business for so long, he kind of knows how to make a piece of music to his equipment.
So good. Well, now we're going to move on to one of my favorite tracks of the whole soundtrack. This is one of the tracks that I shared. This might be the only track we've ever played previously on this podcast from the soundtrack. It's a track I shared in a show and tell a while ago. This is Scorch in Torch.
It's so good.
Such a wonderful piece of music. You guys are listening to Scorch and Torch. So far on the playlist, I think my favorite track.
Yeah.
Such a great, just powerful and simple melody. Wonderful rhythms. It feels like classic Donkey Kong Country. You get some really great, big-sounding jungle drums that really feel like a gorilla is just pounding his chest. It's wonderful.
That beautiful... I don't know the name of that specific synth. The closest thing mm-hmm. that I found... is there's something called an IDM pad on this Korg synthesizer plugin that I have that's a similar thing. But yeah, this thing, oh my gosh, and all the reverb of it.
Gorgeous.
It's just beautifully ambient. And just harmonically, this piece feels so kind of like rare to me. It really reminds me also of Graham Norgate's music, which leads me to believe that obviously Dave probably had a huge impact on Graham just far as influencing him as a composer.
You're right about that. It kind of reminds us, I think, of Time Splitters a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Good call, Will. Good call. So now we're going to move on to Cannon Canyon.
Thank you.
You guys are listening to Cannon Canyon. Oh, this is Dave Wise. He's back, folks. I hope he doesn't go away anytime soon. It's the perfect combination of a swanky, it's jazzy, it's minor key, but it's Western. It's not, it does not sound like Japanese video game music. It's melodic. It's every bit as catchy and melodic as some of that classic stuff, but it feels different. It just, it's coming from a different person, from a different aesthetic. There's something you can't quite put your finger on, but when you hear Dave Wise doing this kind of music, it feels so good. I just, well, is there any other way to describe
it? He has such a unique musical identity. I mean, the best thing that I could say is that it's a combination of jazz, folk music, and honestly, like techno, house, dance music, a lot of like European, British music like that, just because most of his music is in a very similar tempo range. And it relies on that sort of, even if it doesn't have, you know, four on the floor kick drum, that very grounded 4/4 backbeat.
That's so important. I'm so glad you brought that up. And when we were interviewing, he talked about the very first thing he does when he writes a Donkey Kong track is he thinks about the rhythm and the pace of how, you know, Donkey Kong would be running through this level. And that is a starting point of this music. It all, like you said, a lot of similar tempos, similar pulse. And that's something that David, it's such a joy to get him back because he's going to keep that consistent. He's going to have the same approach, whether it's on the SNES or whether it's on the Wii U. And that is something that some of the other composers, you know, nothing against them, but they've tried a lot of other things. And that's maybe why it doesn't feel as much like Donkey Kong Country. So it's so fun to have the approach back again with better sounding instruments. Wonderful. Now we're going to move on to another boss theme. This is a really interesting piece of music. Reminds me a little bit, in some ways, of some of the Galaxy boss music. We're going to take a listen to Triple Trouble, which is Baboom the Boisterous. That's great. You guys are listening to Triple Trouble, and the boss is Baboom the Boisterous from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. When it goes to that surprisingly jazzy chord progression, it's such a payoff because this track is fun and goofy, and it's definitely enjoyable, but when it gets to that part, that is, for me personally, what won me over about this track. Something about it did kind of remind me of other Nintendo series as far as the boss music, kind of the swanky, demonic quality of it. Well, is there anything about this particular track that jumped out at you when you first heard it?
Well, I really like that electric bass and just kind of the overall groove of it. I was kind of really into once the melody originally came in, because at first I was kind of feeling what you were saying about the chords a little bit, and even the boom, 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 like,
right.
I guess I could sort of see that, the kind of harmonized and power chords essentially. But once that melody came in, it definitely reminded me of Dave Wise, especially it does the thing that he does a lot with a lingering note.
Yeah.
And like the rhythm of it isn't quite precise. There's something about that. He does it quite a lot, mm-hmm. actually. Anytime where he repeats a note, like the second note is late. It's like missing its attack. And in this case, it may be because of MIDI performance, but on cases of like the Super Nintendo, I think it's sort of an intentional, his own kind of rhythmic swing or something.
Would you say it's island swing?
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps I would say it's island swing.
Now, this is a track. It's one of the final tracks on the soundtrack. It's called Secret Seclusion, And it was such a great little surprise, kind of hidden in the end of the soundtrack. It's super, super fun, positive music here. Let's take a listen to Secret Seclusion. This is wonderful. Now here it feels like this is almost like the sister piece to Island Swing. You just get this same type of swanky jazz. But Will had a good ear and he noticed. Will, what did you notice about the first melody?
The melody, that's the title theme to Donkey Kong Jr. actually.
Awesome.
But it's
good
cool.
On you for that.
It has a different progression and he sort of tonally shifts some of the pitches in the melody to kind of fit this more happy-go-lucky chord progression. I think it's great because obviously Dave Wise used the original Donkey Kong theme in his version of the Donkey
right.
Kong Country theme,
so
which
it's cool
was
that it's
just
continuing
kind of brilliant.
That.
And I love that this is sort of doing a similar thing. And you can even hear those sort of 8-bit arpeggiated colors doing the really fast blah, 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 stuff in the background, which I think is a wink to sort of the
Yeah, it's super,
NES.
Super fun. Guys, I think this is probably a good time to do our little quick little catch-up here. Now, Will, you have spring break coming up next week. Is that right?
That's correct.
Anything planned or just kind of hanging out, working on music?
Yeah, I mean, I've been really busy because this whole week is midterms and the last few weeks have been kind of busy and I have a lot of
I don't miss that.
Music projects. Yeah, I think it's nice. I'm handling it, but I haven't really had a lot of time to think about spring break, but hopefully it's going to be a nice time for us to finish up our album, Hello World, which, speaking of which, last week we released our promo video for it, which we're really proud of. I think it kind of showcases what's going to be exciting and fun about the album, and speaking of that, all three of us, Carl, Marty, and I, are so incredibly proud of what we have of the album so far, and we're really almost done. We only have about three tracks to go, so it's pretty crazy to think about.
Oh, yeah, we cannot wait for you guys to hear this. I think it's the best thing Mercado Brothers have ever done musically. It's kind of a big blowout, you know, the last homage album we're going to do. We wanted to go out in style, and what better way to go out with Super Mario World. Yeah, Will, anything else musically that or game in the world of gaming that has got your attention this past week?
Well, I've been playing with my roommate. We've been playing Star Wars The Old Republic, which is it's now a free-to-play MMO in the Star Wars universe, which is I'm not the biggest fan of MMOs, and so much of those games are very unintuitive, but it's fun to do it with a friend, and he can kind of help explain it to me like I'm an idiot, which I am. But something I've really been enjoying is the music, because it's kind like the way that we work. We're trying to sort of deconstruct a composer and find what makes him work. The composer, Mark Griske, does the same thing. He also is the person behind, you know, the Force Unleashed games, and he also did one of the Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, he's done so much Williams stuff.
But he does such
a
good job of kind of capturing the spirit of John Williams in his music. In fact, just the other day, Marty shared, Carl and I, a link to this great interview with him, in which he talks about sort of that process, and it was really fun. He actually kind of revealed in it that John Williams actually writes his themes before, way before he starts scoring the films, and kind of hinted that a lot of the melodies for Episode 7 have already been written and were written before, you know, he even really got to start scoring the film. So that's pretty exciting to think about.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
What about you?
Me, I feel like it's just more of the same. You know, I've been preparing. Next week, we have our show and tell. So I've been kind of, you know, trying to get a little bit of a head start, trying to listen to stuff.
Oh, God, I got to do that.
You know, to try to think about what I want to share. So I've been listening to a lot of Genesis stuff. I've been listening to,
of course, show and tell would happen right after midterms. Show and hell.
Midterms, right. Well, you do have spring break next week, so I think you should be able to make it work. But yeah, listening to a lot of kind of groovy, dancey music, trying to listen to, Phil Baxter recommended to us this Austin Wintry soundtrack, Banner Saga. So
oh,
that's
right.
Kind of on my to-do list of listening.
Yeah, the Banner Saga, isn't that what he won? He got pretty acclaimed for that, but wasn't he accused of copying somebody else's music? There was some sort of copyright infringement.
Yeah, there
for
was
the,
something like that.
The Banner Saga. But yeah, we'd love to do an Austin Wintry episode at some point.
No, that'd be fun. Yeah, no, but other than that, you know, musically, just kind of more of the same. Yeah, not really too much else that I've been up to this week. Just kind of working on Hello World and, you know, working on the editing of that promo video. So I was really excited to get that up. And, you know, just listening to video game music like I always do, so... Oh my gosh, I'm just super, super into the latest episode of Better Call Saul. At
Ooh,
least when
too,
this podcast
too.
Goes up, it was it would be, I guess, last week's episode, right? The one
So not the one
more about Mike.
Not the one that's going to happen tonight, but the one that's going to happen last week.
Right, yeah, the episode about Mike. It was kind of a change of pace episode, but both Will and myself, we kind of thought it was one of the most, like, exciting and solid episodes of both series, Breaking Bad or Better Call
Saul. I'd love
just
if
incredible.
Our show slowly devolved into just a TV show podcast where we just talk about our favorite shows. Phase out the video game music.
That would be really funny to see how we could do it so naturally that no one would notice. And then all of a sudden in 2 years, a listener's like, wait a second, what am I listening to?
Super Mercado Brothers. Podcast where we talk about TV.
All right, guys, let's keep the ball rolling here. We're going to end strong here. We're going to now play one of my absolute favorite tracks. This is Deep Keep by David Wise. You guys are listening to Deep Keep, composed by David Wise from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for the Wii U. I'm a big fan of that bridge section. Some of the chord changes remind me of the Monkey Island series. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Michael Land's kind of very unique chord movement that he uses in that series. Will, what do you think about this track? For me, it was a little bit surprising on kind of how light and bubbly the melody was, you know, especially in this kind of section of the soundtrack where you have a lot of tragic stuff. This was one of the more brighter tracks,
but still really solid, I think, musically. I like the instrumentation. It's a nice change
of still
page.
That level of kind of nostalgia and slight sadness kind of mixed in as well, don't you think?
Yeah, sure, totally. Yeah, I think it's sort of an inseparable thing with Dave Wise. I think it depends on the tempo. You know, if he's really doing an overtly up-tempo, bluesy kind of thing, you're probably not going to get that. But so much of his music has that kind of melancholy nature, but still really satisfying. It never feels, you know, downright tragic, but there is that kind of tint of nostalgia, melancholy, yearning, slight sadness that I actually think is really infectious and gives the games a level of legitimacy that I mean I really think David Wise is hugely responsible for bringing legitimacy to this series, because for the most part, the games aesthetically are kind of a little bit a joke. Like, it doesn't seem like the developers are taking it that seriously from, like, a canonical standpoint.
I gotta say, other than his work, the entries that he has scored, does anybody talk about the music of any of the other entries that much? I mean, I know people like 64. I'm a fan of that soundtrack as well. But, I mean, really, when you're talking about Donkey Kong music, you really, the conversation is pretty much about David Wise for the most part. So yeah, it's just crazy the impact that he's had on this wonderful series for Nintendo. Guys, we're really excited. It's time to move on to this week's Track of the Week. This is one of the most popular tracks in the whole game. It is very rousing and swashbuckling in a way that reminds me of Donkey Kong Country 2 in the best way possible. It's really, really cool stuff. This is Homecoming Hijinks from the wonderful David Wise. You guys are listening to Homecoming Hijinks from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, composed by David Wise. It really is the best possible way I could think of to usher in this new Donkey Kong era. It really reminds both Will and myself of Donkey Kong Country 2. It's just very swashbuckling and really kind of those heavy minor chords that really feel powerful. Again,
film score, yeah,
elements of folk music, elements of film score, like Will was saying. Will, and then you have this wonderful choir here. It's just, this is really probably the most epic track in the game. Will, what do you think about this?
I really love it, especially because that choir sounds like Metroid Prime.
I wonder if Kenji had some fingerprints on the implementation side.
Well, I mean,
they
were probably using all the same instrument samples. I mean, I know that Returns has some of the same Prime instruments, but oh, right. Gotta love this. Yeah, this is incredible. I mean, then
great melody.
So Donkey Kong. Again, it's like Dave Wise just can't escape his own fingerprints. But I really also love when it goes dun 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 dun. Like, that really reminds me of DKC2, just some of those rhythms. You're right, they are very swashbuckling. I wonder why this track has that sort of jig pirate shanty quality to it.
Yeah, I can't really speak to it. I haven't beaten this game. I think I've gotten to World 4, but I don't think I've gotten to this part of the game, so I can't
speak
to it.
I love the names of all these tracks. They really remind me of the names of the old Donkey Kong tracks with all the alliteration and the fun things.
Will, don't you think that out of any track, doesn't this almost remind you most of Lockjaw's Saga?
Oh,
from Donkey Kong Country 2?
Completely, like, yeah. Lockjaw.
Wonderful.
Saga.
Guys, now we're going to move on to Amiss Abyss.
Thank you.
guys are listening to Amiss Abyss, and here, do you hear this, Will? This arpeggio sequencing, kind of hearkening to aquatic ambience. Isn't that interesting?
That beautiful.
He does that
breathy.
Actually a lot in this soundtrack, where he kind of hints at a track, but then he doesn't actually give you the actual melody. Just beautiful stuff. Yeah, the implementation is so great. This is another example where you're hearing these intentionally compressed electronic instruments that really I feel like are trying to evoke the SNES. And it's just, it's such a great way to combine
right.
the old
especially
and the new.
Especially that melodica, that exactly. definitely feels like something that sounds so 16-bit.
Oh, I love it.
Well, he
wonderful
established,
track.
You know, he so pushed the boundaries of what a Super Nintendo game could sound like that it's kind of interesting now, you know, with contemporary instruments, it's honestly probably kind of hard to recreate that because there weren't
he
a lot
said
of
it was.
There weren't
yeah,
a lot of people
that.
That were able to do what he did on the 16-bit era, and there's honestly mm-hmm. not a lot of people since who've been able to recapture that same style that he has.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to move on to a really cool track. This one is, again, very ambient and vibey, but if you stick with it, there's a wonderful harmonized melody that comes in on this some kind of marimba-esque synth instrument that I think is very beautiful. So let's take a listen to Fruit Factory. Deceptive cadence right there again reminds me of Donkey Kong Country 2, and in the way he's incorporating sound effects and ambient metallic industrial sounds, again, it's almost the exact same method that he did on the SNES. It's just such a joy to hear this again, to hear this man come back to the series. This is a really great melody. I'm a really big fan of that wonderful harmonized melody. Will, what are some of your favorite things about this track?
I freaking love that. That's so Dave Wisey. Ugh, that harmonized pairing is wonderful. Those rhythms. Again, just the atmosphere he creates is so unique. And it just blows my mind how something can be this catchy and mm-hmm. this atmospheric all at once. It's something that I really wanted to capture when I worked on Child of the Chozo, because it's something that I love about Metroid. But I feel like Metroid has a different energy it's going for. You know, Metroid, it's a desolate, isolated game series with a lot of kind of dark tones, and it's more gritty and serious. But what I love is for Dave Wise to kind of, I don't know, have the cojones to try something like this way back, you know, in the 90s when he worked on the first Donkey Kong Country game, and to have that right. become such a staple of the series, they bring him back to do music like that. I mean, it just shows, like, when you take big chances, it can pay off in a major way. I mean, this definitely
Absolutely.
Was not the norm of game music in the early to mid 90s by any means, especially on the Super Nintendo. And so he just kind of shook things up, and I mean, he's really been heralded as one of the great, and rightly so, one of the best video game composers in the industry. And I think this is sort of why when you listen to a track like this.
Yeah, now we're going to move on to another one of the bosses. This is one of the later bosses in the game. The boss is Bashmaster the Unbreakable, and the name of the track is Punch Bowl. And this one is, again, rock. This one reminds me of 80s rock, kind of in the best way possible. Kind of reminds me of some cheesy acts such as, for some reason, Bon Jovi comes to mind. Something about the groove of this and a little bit of the production kind of feels 80s rock to me, but it's really entertaining. Let's take a listen to Punch Bowl. You guys are listening to Punch Bowl, and that section that just finished was the section that I was talking about. It would be the chorus if this had vocals. Really reminds me of 80s rock. Obviously, you're getting a little bit more kind of metal influence as well. Some really kind of cool, real soloing that's happening on this track. But yeah, I like that this is actually a lot slower tempo than most of the other bosses. So I kind of like when you slow down to make it a little bit more intense. Usually you think about ramping tempo up to get more epic, but sometimes when you slow it down, it can be way more epic. Will, what do you think about this track as far as the other boss tracks we've heard?
Really love it. I think it's funny that you mentioned some of those influences like 80s, you know, hair metal or rock or whatever.
I don't know why, but I just hear that.
No, totally. I totally hear that too, but also it has this really kind of cute little groove, like
yeah.
It's really dancey and, I don't know, kind of sweet if you just listen to the groove. Something I noticed about Dave Wise, his stuff is pretty under tempo for the most part. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you think of the beat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, he has a very consistent sense of tempo and meter in his pieces, and I think it's interesting. It allows him to have these more kind of drawn out phrases and a more sort of consistent groove that gets to be repeated again and again because it's not so quick that it gets repetitious or annoying.
Right.
I think that's really how he's able to make such layered compositions. But it's something that I especially notice in a piece like this where, given to any other composer, it wouldn't sound this unique. You know, it would kind of start to sound generic. And what I like is that he does sort of keep the consistency between tracks. Even though this is a boss piece of music, you know, he's not really going to change his philosophy.
Well, guys, now we're going to move on to the last track we'll talk about. And this was one that just stopped me in my tracks when I was listening to this. I do think it's one of the most powerful and beautiful. This features an acoustic guitar playing the melody here. It's called Seashore War. It's one of the last tracks of the soundtrack. I want you guys to listen out for the melody and how tragic this Donkey Kong Country series gets musically. It's really, really cool. Let's take a listen to Seashore War.
Thank you.
guys, thank you so much for joining us today as we looked at the soundtrack to Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, composed by David Wise. Such a wonderful entry in the series and such a gift to have this man back at the helm of Donkey Kong. I gotta say that this was an episode that I have been looking forward to for so long. It was overdue. We had a lot of people request it, so we're so glad to finally have it in the bag. Really, 2 weeks in a row, really long overdue topics. We're really excited about next week. It's Show and Tell 15. Will, can you believe this will be the 15th time we've done this?
I can. It feels like more for me. Show and tells are always a struggle for me because I'm not organized. I never keep track. It's like as soon as they're done, I'm like, oh, this would be a great thing to play.
Know,
this would be great. And then it's time to put the list together.
I told you, you got to start an Excel or you got to start a Word document of all your ideas.
I know, but I don't like to do what you tell me
to
do.
You always make fun of me when I do my Excel spreadsheets, but it comes in handy. So, guys, we're going to play you out with the final boss called Volcano Dome from Tropical Freeze. I can't wait to see what else David Wise does, not only in this series, but in general in video game music. Huge, huge fan. Shout out to Dave. Thanks again for doing that interview.
Like your friends. Shout out to Dave.
Last year. No, you know, maybe at some point he might be listening to this episode. So yeah, once again, Dave, thank you so much for talking with us. That was one of my favorite interviews.
Yeah, Dave, if you are listening, my number is 651-78. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, guys, we're going to play you out this track. Once again, my name is Carl Brueggemann.
And I'm his brother, Will Brueggemann. Thanks a lot, guys. Oh, and keep your eyes and ears out for the release date of our upcoming album, Hello World.
We'll be announcing it soon.
We're really excited to share it with you guys. So have a great week, everybody.
Peace out.